אחד חבור מ"א ולא סתם כמשנה. וכולם שהיו להם נשים ומייסו, מותרס לנסו להם. זאת אומרת סירש. וכולם החכם והמי ויגט והמי באישו לעשייה, אסנן בהם לא יכנס by all these we had learned that it shouldn't be kindness of Jesus Messiah. Because people will be choshed that the reason he wasn't happy. The nether, the b'fanei nichtov, that what he said, meis baimo, is not true. So that only applies if they did not have wives, b'shas, they did these in yonim. But shahoyulam noshim b'shas meise, but if they had wives, b'shas meise, umeisu la'achazman, and later they died, and after they died, then they decided to marry these noshim, mutaris elu linosei lahem, so then they're permitted to marry them. Bahashta lekach shad, now there's no shad whatsoever, sherei bisho sheheyed bo ha'eit, oi sheosra chacham, oi sheishta kayemes, and we see Kolzman, his wife was alive. We're speaking about before the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon. Kolzman, his wife was alive. He wasn't interested b'chlal in marrying. I said he was happy with his wife. After his wife died, now he's looking for another wife, so he's interested in marrying her. Is therefore v'loy lisa ezu niskaven. So when he said, "Hey, this his wife was alive," so he b'chlal didn't have any intentions of marrying her. Kolzman, he had a wife, he had a pas b'salah. So people will never be mekasha that what he's marrying her now to what he had done before when his wife was alive, that he was meyed, meis baylo, or b'fanei nichtat. That's one thing. Then number two, v'kulam shenisu la'acherem. What happens if he was mater them? He said, meis baila, b'fanei nishtov, and they got married to someone else. V'niz garshu oishenis almenu, mutarish linosei lehen. Let us see, Rashi, v'kulam hanoshim alolu shenisu la'acherim k'sheosro chochom, oi k'sheheyid eid b'mises baila, umeisu abaila mashnim, and now the second husband's died, b'toris linosu l'chochom, ula'eidu l'meivi get, because also there's no laws over here, because after he was mad to them, he did not marry them, they got married to someone else, so no one, even though later, that second husband died or was Megarisha, but no one will be Mekasha now, the new Nesuin, to the Edis he had said previously. Now, third halacha, v'kulon mutareis livneyem oy la'achei. V'kulon hanoshim ha'elu mutareis livneyem oy la'acheim shal elu amatirem oysam. If they said meis bailo, so he's not allowed to marry her. They're only also to the Meyid, to the Oyser, the Chochem HaOyser, but there never was an Iser to the Krivim, to the Bonim, or to the Achim. Zog the Gemara, Meisu in Nisgar Shuloi. The Mishnah says, if they had Noshim, and these Noshim die, and now they decided to marry them. So we are not toile the previous Eidus, that the previous Eidus, that the purpose of the previous Eidus was in order to be able to marry them, because they had wives then. Now the wife died, now he's interested in marrying her. But what's the din of Nisgarshu? He said Eidus, and then he gave his wife a get, and then he married her. Loi. So then it's also taken. So Rashi says, Nisgarshu loi, Bayidei shenosan es einov bezu, shehita girish es ishtoi.
Because we have here Akasha, why all of a sudden did he give her a get? He says, hey, this may's Baal, and he comes home and gives his wife a get. Why did this happen? Then we're Makasha, that the get is Mistome, because of Nosanein of Bezu. So the whole Eidus was because of Nosanein of Bezu. So the Gemara asks, "Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Bosanya, we learned a Baraisa Afilu Nisgarshu. We learned a Baraisa that Afilu Nisgarshu, it's also mutter to marry these Noshim." So the Gemara answers, "Leikasha, Hoda Havoi Ketote, Hoda Loi Havoi Ketote." So what does Rashi say? "Hoda Ketoni Afilu Nisgarshu." That that we learn those the filonis garshu ki going bahavi lohu ktota mikameyochi. That before this whole Eidus, they were also fighting. They were fighting for the last 5 years, they were fighting. And now he gave her a get. Dadayin loinosan daitai alzois. Before he even thought of this woman, he was fighting with her. So memele, so then, there is no kasha. Why did he give her a get? Kasha, why didn't he give her a get 4 years ago? That's the kasha. But why he gave her a get? The kasha isn't why he gave her. There's no kasha why he gave her a get. So memele. So then he's permitted to marry her. Oh, the loy havi ktota. There wasn't a ktota. So now we have here a kasha. Why did he give her a get? All of a sudden they were living happily, and all of a sudden he gives her a get. So that's a right, and not an ain of bo. I would like a little to elaborate on this halacha. The Rema in Simin Yud Beis Siv Dalit brings down a shita sanamuki Yosef. It says in the Mishnah that V'kulon shahoyulem noshim umeisu, the wives died. Mutores linosile, the wives died. Now he wants to marry her, so he's permitted to marry her because people will not be mekasha this nisuin with the edus he said 5 months ago. Zokte nemuki Yosef, what will the din be if Bishas, when he said Eidus, his wife was sick? She was sick, and that she had a choyli that eventually she died from this choyli. What will the din be then? So then the Muki Yosef says, if she was sick, then he's not allowed to marry her. So how did the Muki Yosef understand? So Muki Yosef understood as follows. Muki Yosef understood that if Bishas, when he had an Eidus, he had a sick wife, so this person knew already that he doesn't have such a pas besaloi. So memele, he's a chocham arayis anoilet. So he's on the look already. He has to find the makim kvura for her. He has to find a wife for himself. So lemaise, he's thinking now. He saw this woman, which nosan ein of bo. So fakel. So this solved the problem. So therefore, he was made to be mataho, that she should be around when his wife will die. That is the svara of the Nemuki Yosef. A very nice svara. So there'll be lots. So the Goyin asks on the Nemuki Yosef, so what is this different than Ketote? Same story. He was fighting with his wife for 5 years. So also the same thing. He also didn't have a pas pasali. He didn't have anyone better, but he knew this is... Kein Leben is das nicht, but he doesn't have anything better, so he's sticking to her. Now, we saw this woman, in fact, no son ain't of bo, so meilus, so he's made, meis bailo, he's made before ni nicht, before ni nechta. So this is the Goyin's kasha and the Muki Yosef, the Chalkas Mechoyke, I think, also is the kasha on the Remo. So Lechayre, so what is Pshat in the Goyin? And the Chulkim under the Muki Yosef. And Rashi L'chayre is from the Chulkim. So Pshat is like this. That L'chayre, if a person has a wife, he says, this whole laws that a person was matar and isha, we're afraid that people, if he'll marry us, the people will say he was matar in order to marry her. That is dafke if he doesn't have a wife b'shas ma'isa. Cause when he has a wife, it's a wife koldahu, it's a difficult wife, there's ktata, or there's a wife that is in the process of dying. Abal koponim, they learned that the whole laz, the hose mimcha ikshu spell azus vosayim, does not apply. Hoya, what does Rashi say in the Mishnah? Rashi says, "Bishas the shoylem noshim bishas maisu, the hash the lekirshat share bishas sheheid boeid oishos rachocham oise ishtekem." He had a wife, not such an ideal wife, but as long as he has a wife, so memele there never was a chshat that he's going to be matter her to marry her. So memele the shoylem this ktote. The only problem was that as soon as we matter her, he gave her a get. That already is a problem. That means, even though he had a wife, Bishasu was matter, but as soon as he comes home after that, he gives her a get. So the kasha was, why is he giving her a get? Then we have a kasha. Why is he giving her a get? They should not say, no, bazusha, hit you, girish, asishte, sal kochach, out of the clear blue sky. He's giving his wife a get. So al kolchoch, the reason is because he wants to marry this one. It's nosan einavbo. So that's he's giving his wife a get. That is a mokem of a tzoras las. If I have no reason to understand the reason why he's getting his wife, then I say, mistama, the reason is because nosan einavbo. Masha ein kein, if there was a ktota b'neim, so al kochach, I have another reason for giving a get. Not because of this. The kash isn't boiled. Why did he give her a get? The haveluk tote mikame yochi, the dainle nosen date yalzois. So al kochach, there was another sibe for giving her a get. The ktot is also a sibe. So memele, so as long as he had a wife koldahu, Bishaz Daidis, and there's no kasha boilet why he's giving her a get, so Mamela, then there's no loss. That is Shitas Rashi. The boy Yisayma, Hovahodoloi Havi Ktote. Both cases are speaking about there was no Ktote before, and as soon as he was matar her, he gave her a get. He gave his wife a get. The loy kasha. The machloikis between them, the ktota between them, that started right after he was mata this isha, who was the one that started the machloikis? If his wife started the machloikis, so then you have no mokim to say that the reason the get came about was because he wants to marry this isha, he was matir. He was shalom b'shalom. His wife made a machloikis. So memele, I have a legitimate reason why he gave her a get. Hod argil hu, but if he was the one that started the machloikis, so then I have a mokim lachshei doisai, because now it's nosan einavbo. So therefore he made a machloikis in order to be able to give his wife a get. So then the din will be his niskarsha will be also. We hear in the Mishnah, in the second case, v'kulon shenisu l'achayim. If these women, who, let's say, did the case over here, they were matar, and Eidechot said, meis bailo, or he said, before nei nichtav. We said he's not allowed to marry her, because people will say that the reason he said this Eidus was in order to marry her. So what is after his Eidus, shenisu l'achayim? Viniz garshu, oishenis almanu, and they married someone else, and later they came this garish and his alman, mutoris linosile. So then, he's allowed to marry them, because we see that his edis was not to be matter them for himself, because he didn't marry them. They got married to someone else, and later there was Nisgarsha and Nisalmano, then he married them. So people will never be Mekasha, this new Nisuin, to the previous Eidus. Kosalkedaita, the Gemara had held, Misa Amisa Vegerishin Agerishin. That means we have here two cases. We have an Eidecha that said, Meis Bailech. And she got married, and her husband died. The second husband died. Now it says he's allowed to marry her. We have a case, Neidechot said, before Neinichta, he gave a get, and she got married, and then the second husband gave her a get. So it says now he's allowed to marry her. So we have here a woman that two of her husbands died. Two of her husbands gave her a get. And L'chayr, according to Rebbe, after two times there's a chazoke. So how is he stamazoy permitted to marry her? D'ike Rebbe, ha'oma betrei zimni have a chazoke. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, lo'y misa agerishin v'gerishin amisa. No. Pshat in the Mishnah is different. In the case that he had said before Neinichtov, so she got geget from her first husband, so that it's speaking about that she married someone else, and he died, Nisalmanu. The case that he said, Meis Baila, and he was mata her to get married, she got married to someone else, and the second husband gave her a get. So this is not a huzike that Baileo are amazing. It's not huzike that she's nizgarish. Let us see Rashi. I think hodikta nizgarish loy b'da'algol huktato shuishchalakim tesishtay. Hodikta nifol nizgarish b'da'gilo hiktato shiikni tosay tchilo. Kasal ke daitoch misa amisa. Hodik toni vikulon shen nisu la acherem umesu koinami areshe dik toni mesa rakti varagnu. It's going about that he was mater her to get married because her husband died, and now she married a second husband, the second husband died. Lo yisas ishtoi. Uktoni dim niseis la'acha alpi, if she married to someone else, umeis asheini hazem muteres linosi leidze, va'af alpi shemeis ubeis baila, even though her first two husbands died, tinosi lishlishi, v'leyamrinin hursike zu katlonis, and we will not say that this woman already has a chazoke that her husband's died. She's a katlonis. Shahanois or meis, whoever marries her dies. Two times it happened already. Once could be a mikra, but two times already. I say a mikra is eino masmidis. Mistama, there's a reason why this happened two times. Mistama, she's a katlonis. The geirishin diktoni nizgarshe koya geirishin delel. And also Nisgarsh is going on the case that she became mutali nosei because her first husband gave her a get. That may be get. Vashmi'inam. Dimniseis la'acha bo'isi a get. Begirsha hasheini haze. And then the second one gave her a get. But teres linosei la'may v'gita arishin. So it comes out, l'chayre, the Mishnah is not going according to Rebbe. Betrei zimni ave chazoke. Lekamon bahabo yivimtoi. We learned as follows. Niseis l'rishen umeis. L'sheni umeis. L'shlishi loy tinosi. She's not permitted to marry a third husband. Divrei rebi. Umas nisen deloy ke rebi. Dei rebi nehei dechshad leke. Enoch anamid is no chshad. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that if after his Eidus, she married someone else, so there's no mokim lach sheidoi, say that he didn't tell the truth, because we see he didn't have himself in sin, and she got married to someone else. But she's a woman that one is not permitted to marry. Shehuchzike lehis almein oi lehis garish. Now, this is a very mechudish dike Rashi. That Rashi says, according to Rebbe, just like there is a chazoke, huchzike lehis almein, there's also a chazoke, huchzike lehis garish. Two husbands gave her a get, she has a chazoke, that the third husband will also give her a get. We'll see, Taisvus is chaylik on Rashi. Let's see the top Taisvus. A gerishna gav misa noket gerishna. Ful nizgarsha kama pom im shor yeli nos. Ful that she got nizgarish a lot of times. What she says, hurzikil to get a get. So what? First of all, there's two problems in Rashi. Let us just say what the problems are. Problem number one, the Gemara says later, what is the inyan if two husbands die? What is the inyan? So why, to what reason do I attribute the cause that they died? And I'm afraid that a third husband is not permitted to marry her. So one man the Yoma says, Mayon Goyrim, that he was boil her, so could be that this Isha is a certain type of a machle that when you boil her, the boil dies, Mayon Goyrim. And another man Yoma says, Mazlo Goyrim. She has a mazl that her husband will die. I think the nafkamin has to be if there's only Eresin and not Nesuin, so you can't say Mayon Goyrim, you say Mazlo Goyrim. So the Ritva says that, so that's only by Misa. You can say Mayim Goyim, Mazlo Goyim. But he says that what a person goes and gives a get, he gives it midaitoi. That means it's not pshat, is he decided to give her a get. So the first husband decided to give her a get. The second husband decided to give her a get. So it's his decision. So it's not Mayin Zicha doesn't have a pshat, and Mazla also doesn't have a pshat, the Ritveyas. That means Mazla is something that can occur because of her. But he says he's the one that's giving the get. So it's not because of her. So Sapasnish Mayin Goyrim, Sapashtat Mazla Goyrim. So Memele, so where could you have a chazoke? She has a chazoke that her husbands will give her a get. The whole musig is difficult to understand. Then the Bichas Avrom asks another kash. The Bichas Avrom asks, Naniach, we'll say there's a chazoke that all the husbands give, she'll never end up being married too long. After a month, they give her a get. Fine. So what? So what's wrong in that? I mean, if a person wants to marry Mechid Pesach. So where, like, this is the Nishmal to Midl Nafshei Seichem. You're not allowed to marry Nisha Katlanis. It's a sakon. But here, I mean, what's wrong? Rav Rishayna Machilik and Rashi. I saw the Magia on the Ritva brings down a Knesset Yisroel that wants to fend for the first Kashin. I mean, where do you have Bechlala Chazoka? Where do you have a common cause that since she got geget from the first two husbands, she'll get geget from the third husband. I mean, what's the... So the Knesset Yisrael says something very interesting. The Knesset Yisrael says, he brings the Rosh, what is Pshat Mazlo Goyrim? Her Mazl is Goyrim. So the Knesset Yisrael says, Mazlo Goyrim, Shlo Yehei Bal Lefalneso. Why did the first two husbands die? Because her mazel is she should not have the security of a husband. That means that is her mazel. She has to be. That's a certain broche, that's a gewaldike broche that a wife can have, that she has the security of having a husband that's Mefalneso. She has a mazel that, she can't have this security. That is her mazel. So memele. So if we see, so he says this week he be toilin geirish, and also I mean that what she married two times husbands that gave her a get. I mean, so could be she has a mazel that she can't be zoiche to this type of husband that will be mefanis her. She wants to say by the third husband that zicha that the no one will force the third husband to give her a get. But if she has a mazel not to have a husband that will be mefanis, so if the third husband doesn't give her a get, she'll have to die out her mazel. That means her mazel is machiach. She can't have the security. That is her mazel. So if he doesn't cooperate with the mazel and gives a get, so Mamela, the mazel will make sure that al kaponim, this should be her mazel. She shouldn't have a baal of hamas. So kochoch, he'll die. So the Knesset Yisrael be'etzem fa'emphas both kashes. One kashe, how we can create a chazoke. And number two, what we have to be afraid of by a third issues. I thought perhaps, on the kash of the Birchas Avraham, if you won't say like the Knesset Yisrael, he says, what is so wrong? She's huchzik that the husbands will give her a get. So, what's wrong? So give her a get. So what's wrong? Could be that one is not permitted to marry a woman which is hurzik that shall be geget. Could be this is a stire to the whole musig of ishus. The musig of ishus, v'davak b'ishtai v'hoyu l'bosar echad, the musig of ishus is, in fact, it's a kinyin adayad, it's a, I once heard a vote from Goyen Rav Wolfson Shlita. He said, it's very interesting, we learn out the Makir of Ishus, we learn out Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephraim. So yes, the Kash, it's a modern Zach, that the Kinyan of Ishus, we learn out from the Kinyan of Abesa Kvoris. It's a modern Zach, how the Torah put, we learn out this Kinyan from this Kinyan. So he wanted to say the Torah is telling us it's a kinyan adayad. I mean, it's not only a kinyan on this world. You're stuck here in the world. It's lost lovey. They're also husband and wife. It's not pshat. It's only a kinyan boy lamaz. It's a kinyan. It's a nitzriistik kinyan. That's why we learn now from the kinyan of Stei Ephraim. But al koponim could be a kinyan and issues which halacha tells me that is not oimit to remain, it's oimit to be separated. One is not supposed to, is not permitted to make such an issues. Asmach to this halacha, it's brought down in Simen Reish Mem, that of the test midas, the one is not permitted to be boil ishtoi im daitoi legarsho. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Afal pi she'oyhavo. It's not pshat he's soino. It's oyhavo. Kegoin me oyson she'koyfen lohoitzi. So we're speaking about a husband and a wife that is a ave beinayim. Afal pi kein, since it's daito ligarsho, so this is not the yichud of ish imishtoi. This is not voyu lebosar echot. Since it's daite legarsha, whatever the reason is, it's kaifenoisi. He would not want to give her again. Abu lemaise, it's oimid, the chabilah's oimid leispare. So memele, so could be this is, so one is not permitted to make such an issues, which is oimid leispare da yedei geirishin. So it could be that is Shitas Rashi. Let us finish the Rashi. Misa diktoni hochi. Shen nisu la acherim umesu matoris. Lav akula de la elkoi el agerishim. Maybe get a chochim shosasisha. That we say that the second husband died is only speaking about that she married him through a get. The gerishim, the hochim. But says that second husband gave her a get. Amei sorakti v'ragnu, mishem hochi, shenizgar shom, mishen nizes, if she got a get from the second husband, Muteres l'shlishi shadayin loyhuzike b'chode reyese trei zimni. Here there was not a chazoke in one reyese two times. Let us see the Gemara further. V'kulon mutorais livneim oilacheim. We heard in the Mishnah that if, let's say, he said meiz bailo, and he did not marry her, his son married her, his brother married her, it's muta. So lachere, the poshet pshat in the Mishnah is that we said that when you're mater an isha, if right away you're going to marry her, so lachere the be a lezus fasayim, people are saying, oh, the whole heter was built because he wanted to marry her. But it's not an emissary heter. So the Mishnah is saying, that's dafka, this whole lezus fasayim will come about if he marries her. If his son marries her, if his brother marries her, they're not umchayte v'loy loy, so people will not say that, that the heter was not a true heter, and finished, there was no lezus fasayim. That's L'chei Reb Shat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Mehodisna. So the Gemara asks, but there's a different problem. What is our Mishnah different from a Mishnah? We learned as follows, the Sanya. Anitan min ha'isha. If a person, there was a chshad that he had relations with this woman, Zakel, also be'ima uvebita uvachaisa. So he's not allowed to marry her mother, her daughter, her sister. Now let us see Rashi. Also be'ima uvebita uvachaisa. K'demeforish taima lekamon. What's the issa? Shemo la'acher sheyisa es ima es bita. If I marry the mother, tizne zu imoy, so she'll be mezana with him. This isha that there was a keil, there was a rinun, he was mezana with her. So memele, so now, so maybe he'll continue this anhoge. Ubiznus kam elai have mitzer beimo bekreves. So the first znus did not asa the mother or the kreves. That means if a person was manas anisha, he's muta bekreveisel. The loinesru kreveis isha al ha'ish alim came kitchel arishayne. Well, the whole isha kreveis is only if he married the first one, so her relatives are also the isha ksibe. Vekicha. Isha Shayikach as Isha Ves Imo, if he married the Isha, so the aim is also. So Mimele, so that is no problem to marry, even though there was a rinun that he was Mizana with this Isha, there's no problem of marrying her mother. He never became us, this Nus did not ask the mother, Noisim Allah Nusa. Avo, what is the problem? The problem is as follows. Mishen nosa es ima ve es bita. But if he'll marry her mother or her daughter, oimedes anitenes harishayna olav bekoris. Now that he married the mother, now the nitenes is this chorus. This nan ha'oinis v'amefata ala nesue chayit. So now the because. So we'll see soon in the Gemara. So why can he marry the mother? Because we'll see if let's see, he'll marry her mother. So the daughter is going to come and visit the mother. And that's dangerous. So the daughter will be there and he's choshed on the daughter and he'll be mizana with the daughter. And there'll be a chi of chorus. So memele, this zivug is a zivug which is olo to bring mechshalim. So therefore, we learned Hanita Minisha also Be'imo Be'bita. Vachinami, so the Gemara says, that's the most kasha. Mai muteres livneim. Leich Hashem mitzatzes zimo hoya b'neim lises b'nei shel zem. V'heizer ogel etzlo. Maybe this is also an eitzah of zime. That means that, if he'll marry her directly, he was going to talk. Oh. So Memela, so we have an Eitzah. We have an Eitzah is going to marry, she'll marry his son. Now Kaponim, so he and the son, they're close together, they live close together. They live in the, it's a one family house, a father and son, a mother and daughter, so Al Kaponim. So he'll be rogel etzlo. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. So why is this mutter? Why is this mutter? Bekulam mutos l'vneim alchaim. What is the difference between anita and min ha'ish? So the Gemara says a few terutz. One terutz the Gemara says. Noshi legabi noshi shchichon the Oslo. Gavri legabi gavri lo shchichon. So what does Rashi say? Not nothing. So the Gemara means as follows. So the Gemara means that means if he'll marry her mother, so the daughter is going to come and visit the mother. So memele. So that's a mikshel. So he'll have an opportunity to be together with the daughter, so therefore we ask that he should marry the mother. Gavri legabi gavri lo ishrichan. His son married this woman, his son will visit him. How often does the son visit a father? The son doesn't visit a father. So memela, so there's no mikshel. Period. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Inami noshi deloy oson shivosan adodi loykopti adodi. That means if he'll marry the mother, so the mother herself won't be makbid, if he'll be mizana with the daughter, voskeitiron. Because the shivas bita will not answer her. So memela, if her husband wants this, she's an ishek sheira, iser etzoyim baila. He wants to be mizana with the daughter, mechitesi. Aber gavri, the oschen shivosan adodi, kopti adodi. But his son won't be so cooperative with his father. Now what if his father wants to be mizana with his wife, so memela the son will be cooperative, because then she'll become asaita, so memela there's nothing about to worry about. What does Rashi say? Noshi loy osru, shivoson, Shrivas znus akroive loy osru es ishtoi gemure. Olo, hilkach loy kopti ishtoi, beshoske. Bechashinins are afraid that this might bring about a mikshel. Avol gavri, do osri shrivasam adodi, di isha mezana asura labayla, kopit bal, verochi kaimine. So memela, he'll make sure that his father doesn't come to visit. Frekte gemore ihochi oviv nami. So if you're telling me that gavri kopti adodi, it's very interesting, the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the brother's permitted to marry, the son is permitted to marry. And it would seem from the Mishnah that the father is also to marry. Now if you're telling me that gavri kopti adodi, so oviv nami, so the oviv also should be permitted to get married to his father. A fellow he'll visit his father, but gavri kopti adodi. Gavri kopti adodi. So the Gemara says, loy mi boy koma. Loimi boy, he says, no, not, Zichi's allowed to, she's allowed to marry the father. Loimi boy, oviv, the boz is mine. That's poshit. That's poshit, this woman is permitted to marry the father because he's ashamed of his father, he's afraid of his father. So memele, so that's poshit. There's no chash michshel whatsoever. He'll never be able to be mezana with his father's wife. Avol b'noi d'loy boz is ovav minei, but that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But his son, that the father is not ashamed of the son, l'shtel sich nit von the son. So there could be, there'd be a mokim lochayish, that it's not a good eitzit, that this woman should marry his son. A maloi kamash malon. Let us see Rashi. Ihochi de begavri lechashinin leznus, sheyizne kreivoi im ishtoi, la'oviv shalmatel nami tishtri, v'amai toni levnei malachem, le'toni nami lavi. So the Gemara says, no, ain't a chanami, it's ichim, but the loy mi boi la'oviv shalmatel du meteres lechashinin shemeyizne matel zeim, odag yizichin at chayish. The boz is yimenei boishu meyovi, v'imosei olav. Now the chiddush is, the chiddush is that a filo b'noi, the loy boz is menei, it's also mutter. Now, l'davoini, I had a psakasha on the Gemara, which I didn't understand the whole Gemara. The Gemara asked a stira in two aloches. Here it says that if a person was mater anisha, he said meis bailo, so the din is she's allowed to marry his son. So the Gemara says, what is this different than anitin min ha'isha? That's also be'imo. What is the difference? So what's the kasha? So the kasha is that this setup is olu lovely de michshel. So the davoini, I can't begin to understand the Gemara's kasha. In the case of the Baraisa, Hanitin min Isha means as follows, that there was a curl coming out that he was mezana with this woman. So al kaponim, people are speaking about mezamokim lochush, that he had relations with this woman, and he might be vayter nichshel on this woman. It's something to think about. So memela, so we say, therefore, he shouldn't get into more mechshelos, that will be a chai bekrisis, so also be'ima. When a person comes and says, meis baila, he was mater anishi, said meis baila. So this person all of a sudden is azanoi, he's choshu to be mezana with a shemeshemayim. This person said meis baila. Now the Mishnah says, if he's gonna marry her right away, This looks modern. Said Mays Byland, and right away he marries. That's the Lizus for sign. People say, oh, Stormy wanted to marry. That's what he said Mays Byland. Fine. So if he does something that looks queer, that's Boylet, he's not allowed to do it because people will start talking. But the Mishnah says, what if his son married her? So it's not queer, it's nothing. I mean, he said Mays Baila, and the son goes and marries, so it's finished. So where did we see Bechlau that this person is Choshed on Znus? I mean, we're making, the one says, how can the son marry her, so they'll be close to him, and they'll be Mizana with her. I mean, what right do we have to passel this innocent aid and say all of a sudden he's a Zanoi, and how is the son permitted to marry her? Because maybe he'll be mezana with her. We've said terutzim, gavri a gavri kovdi, terutzim. What is the dimion of the case of our Mishnah to anitan min ha'isha? It's very interesting. The lashon of the Yamshel Shleime is, Isharis linosei livnoi, if you'll be mater for her to marry his son, he explains the Gemara's kasha, Dilma Oviv Yizna Imo, maybe the father will be Mezana with her. Me acher shechoshdinon she'einov nosambo. Because we're choshed, einov nosambo. So it seems somehow from the Yam Shoshloime, from the Gemara also, it seems there is a chshad already. I mean, even though lechayre, it's pilei ployim. I mean, the person brings the get, he says, v'fani nechta, v'fani nechtam. So we're choshed, einov nosambo. No, who else should? How else I can be matah? What did he do wrong? But the Yam Shel Shloimis says, and as I write this from the Gemara, Me'ache shechoshdinon she'ena, v'choshed einav nosam bo. V'choshed einav nosam bo. So, so then it's good the Gemara, if we're choshed, so then it's good. But I don't understand why we're choshed. But im keinem anachnu, the way the Yam Shel Shloimis says that there's takach shad, then we'll understand Taisvis. The Gemara says, Ihochi oviv nami. The Gemara asked that, the Gemara understood Shad the Mishneh, that she's allowed to marry his son, his brother, but not his father. Leimotzi lishnui denokat b'noi l'rvuse. Tangas achidish. That a filu to bnoi is muta, a folgav da osa banusas oviv le Rabbi Yehuda. That the chiddush is that he's allowed to marry the bnoi, even though anusas oviv is also, but he's still allowed to marry the bnoi because I don't know clearly that he was mezana with her. I mean, so Taisus will also see the same thing. This person who said Meis Baila, we choshit him, that ain't of no sambo, and he was mezana with her. And the chiddush is, listen, choshit in, choshit the hell, but it's muta, Lisa Benoy, and when I don't ask Lisa Benoy, even though this a possibility, maybe this is anusus of it. So maybe that's Pshat the Mishnah. So Taisa says, Dotinach b'neim, avalachem amaynoket, ilav ledaktik avalov ibloim. So that was Pshat the Gemara's kash. Hodron aloch keitzadeishis ochiv. Let us start the next Mishnah. Abo achim shnayim mehem nisuin shtei achoyis. There were four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Reuben and Shimon married Rochel Leah. Umeisu hanesuyim eso achoyis, and now Reuven and Shimon died. So Rochel and Leah are falling liyibum to Levi and Yehuda. Esarei elu chiltzois v'loi misyadmeis. So Levi and Yehuda, both of them should give chalitza. Levi gives to Rochel, Yehuda gives to Leah. The none of them should be miyabim. Rochel or Leah. V'im kodmu v'kontzu yaitziu. What is if they didn't do this, and the Levi was miyabim Rochel, and Yehuda was miyabim Leah, is yaitziu, the mechuyiv to give them a get. Rabbi Lezer eime b'shamim imrim yekaimu, b'shami holds yekaimu, b'silul imrim yaitziu. So machloikis b'shami b'silul. Let us see Rashi. Abo achim v'loi misyabmois, meforish taime b'gmore mishum zike. The reason that there's an issa yibum is because of zike. What is pshat? The kiven, the tavayu, zikiken lahai ulahai. Rochel and Leah are zkuke to Levi and Yehuda. Is kame de miyabim, so the first one that's miyabim, poga ba'achoyse kukosoi. That whoever Levi will be miyabim, so this is the sister of his kuke. Levi b'mam will be miyabim layit also because layit is because Rochel is zokutem. Bahave ki ishtoy. So Mamela, that's why both brothers should give chalitza. Hoysa achas mehem asure al ha'echod iser elre. if one of these two sisters was an elder and one of the brothers. For example, Rachel was the shviga, the mother-in-law of Levi. So Rachel was never zakuk to Levi. His also bo. So he's also in Rachel. Umutar ba'achoyso. But he's mutter and Leah, because Leah is not a choyse kukose, because Rachel is not skuke. Vashen. Yehuda is also bishtay. Both of them are skukais to Yehuda. So Yehuda is also in both of them. Isser mitzvah ve isser kedusha. What if one of them is an isser mitzvah or an isser kedusha to Levi? Is then this is chaylatzes v'loy misyabemes, then that is called an achayis zekuke. She's an elve, so then it's not called an achayis zekuke. If she's only in isa mitzvah zekdusha, so it's called achayis zekuke. Hoy so achas mehem asura alze iser elve, vashniya asura alze iser elve. That means Rachel is the mother-in-law of Levi. Leah is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. Is Asura Lozeh, Muteres Lozeh. So Leah is Mutter to Levi. Asura Lozeh, Muteres Lozeh. And Rachel is Mutter to Yehuda. And they're not an Achay Zekuke because this other sister is not a zakuke. Bizuhi sha'omru achoisa shel elve. The sister of an elve. Kshehiye vimtoi, and she's her sister-in-law. So all the time, an achoisa of a yevome, and they're both falling liyibum, you cannot be miyam. But an achoise shall elve kshiyevimta, oi cheletes, oi misyabemes. Here, the sister, you could be, kimek yibum also, because not, she's not an achoise kuke, because the elve is not a zekuke. Let us see Rashi. Iser elve, kigoyim chamoisoi, ve'im chamoisoi. Umuta bachoisa, the lava choisa kuki, the erva lav kamei ram yelev yumi. The erva is not kuki for yibo. Isa mitzvah, rami kamei midaraisa. She's the kuki minatayre. Hilkach also baachoisa, bachoisa kuki. Achoisa kshi yevimta, achoisa shel erva. The sister of an erva kshi yevimta. She is Eishes Achi Bailo. She is the wife of her husband's brother. Shnefelos Imolibum, Oichelet, says I miss Yabemis. The Lava Chayzikukosa, she's not an Achayzikuke. The Elva Leirom Yikame, the Elva Bechlal is not a Zikuke. Zachte Gemore, Shmami no Yesh Zike. From that what the Mishnah says, that chilzois v'loi misyabmois, we have a raya yezike. The ein zike, if we hold ein zike, is why is there a din chilzois v'loi misyabmois? Michdei ani mitrei bati kasyon, each sister is coming from a different bayis, Rochel is coming from Reuven. Lei is coming from Shimon, is haile yabm chode, so let Levi be miyabm Rochel. And let Yehuda be Yabim Leah. What's the problem? The two different batim. You have two Yevomim, so let each Yevom marry Yabim one bayis. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yezike Kloima. Chumras Zike, the Mishnah holds the Chumra of Zike, Leshavye, that we make Achois zikukosai, the sister of the zikuke, kachois ishtoi, is the same din of achois ishtoi. And you're not allowed to be miyab. Ubi mesaches nedorim pligibod, is a machloikis. Ikelaman de yoma zikukosai ki ishtoi. That is, kuke is like the wife of the yovam. Laforas nedorim. that the yovel can be made for nedarim. The lesser kreves, vikalaman the yomar ein zikah. There's no such thing. Or the pirkan de la lifli gebor avune v'rab Yehuda the shail of yod yer zikah to ein zikah. So the Gemara says, because if you hold ein zike, so why can each brother make yibuk? Mitrei boti mishnei achim noflu. So the Gemara says, yeah, so the Gemara says no. Loi lamei malach ein zike. Could be we hold ein zike. Why, if we hold ein zike, why can each brother be miyabim one sister? But if one brother will be miyabim one sister, Levi will be miyabim Rochel, it can come about a bit of mitzvahs yevomim, that being miyabim Rochel shall come out leye. Will be nifka without yibum b'chalitza. The lay became an erve. So memele, so there's no yibum b'chalitza. And also he were mafkiya mevatal mitzvahs yibum. What's the problem? If Levi will be miyabim rochel, so Yehud will be miyabim leye. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, duma adem miyabim chad mayesidach. No, but it could be Levi will miyabim rochel. And in the meantime, Yehuda will die. Tamavatal mitzvahs yevomim. And so by being miyab mrochel, he was mavatal mitzvahs yevomim from Leah. What does Rashi say? Mayis idoch, the nofla kamei dahai. That means maybe Yehuda will die. And Leah will fall to Levi. Benavke, Mishumacha is Ishtoi, Belei Chalitza v'Yibum. And Lamaise, she became an Ervanim. So Mamela, there won't be any Chalitza v'Yibum. Hilkach, Amrina lo Chalitza. So therefore we tell Levi, give Chalitza. Dinami Mayis Idoch, Ach, Labosa Chalitza, Techad. That means even if Yehuda will die after your Chalitza, so the chaylitz could still be chaylitz. So memele, we weren't mafkiya mitzvahs chalitze. Levi can still be mekayim mitzvahs chalitze on Leah. Frek de gemore ihochi, if you say ein zike, and the whole reason Ishneim Chiltzis is because also Levatl Mitzvahs Yevomim. So why does he have to tell us the Issa of Bitl Mitzvahs Yevomim by four brothers? Tlosa Nami, he could tell us the Din of Bitl Mitzvahs Yevomim by three brothers. Let us see Rashi. Tlosa Nami. Maishno Dinoka Daledachim. Why did he mention four brothers? If we learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that the reason that each brother is not permitted to be Miyab Meskiyod Yezike, Ashmina Ravusa, then four brothers is a Chiddush. Why? The Av Al Gav De Trei Achininu, there are two brothers. V'loy Alime Zikosoi De Kame De Miyabim, it's really not so strong, the Zike of the first one that's going to be miyab, the motzino lemeimer ahi ram yekamei v'achoyse kameyoch. There are two brothers, so meheichi teishi. I should say that both sisters are skukos to him. And if he's miyab one, he's miyab achoyse kukosoi. If there are two brothers, why can I assume that one sister zokuk to him and the other sister zokuk to his other brother? So the Mishnah is telling us, no, there's a din of Yesh Zike, that we say that both sisters are zokuk to both brothers. So if you have three brothers, and the two sisters are zokuk to one brother, that's poshit, that both are also the Tavayu Aleirami, both sisters are zokuk to him. Vizikosai Chamula, this is already a Chamudik Zika, because both are taka zokuk to him. Vichinosev Avipoga Bachoisiki Kosai. He wants to tell us a chiddush. We all hear Zika, wants to tell us a chiddush that even by that by four brothers, we also say that both sisters are zokut to both brothers. It's a male tzkuz v'chapton for ela imishum bitl mitzvahs yevomim. But if shat in the Mishnah is, you're not permitted to be miyabim roch. Why is not permitted to be miyabim roch? Because the yibum of roch will create a bitl mitzvahs yevomim. A filo tlos enami. So bitl mitzvahs yevomim is a filo by three also. Umeisu ashnaim and asuim shtei achoyis, shteim chotzeis. Dimiyabim chodin avkidach bevoloi klum. So to tell me the aloch of bitl mitzvahs yevomim, he could tell me with three brothers. Why did he have to tell me four brothers? So the Gemara says no. Loi mi boi kamrin. Loi mi boi tlos the devadi bitl mitzvahs yevomim. That's poshet is the dim bitl mitzvahs yevomim by three. That means that the brother that's left over for Shteitzach is not permitted to be miyabim one sister, because by doing that he's oike mitzvahs even from the second sister. Avol dalit. But if there are four brothers, so by being miyab by Levi, being miyabim rochel, there is no bitl mitzvahs yevomim, because Yehuda can be miyabim leyim. Lemisus, I would think Lemisa lechashinu. Why should I be afraid that Yehuda might die? So I would think the yibum that Levi will make in Rochel will bechlal not bring about a bitl mitzvah yibum. Avol dalud lemisa lechashinon kamash melam. That no, that by dalud there's also a possibility that the yibum of Levi might create a bitl mitzvah yevomim on Leia, because Yehuda might die. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, if that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah wants to tell us that adem yabm chad mayis idoch, let it tell me a bigger chiddush, chamisha nami. So let it say that there were five brothers, and two brothers, the shnaim and the shuim shtei achoyes, and the three leftover brothers only permitted to make chalitza. So the Gemara says, no, lemisa de trei loy chayshinon, fakert, that we should be afraid that both brothers might die, that we're not chay. So fakert, there's no bitl mitzvahs yevomim by five brothers. Let us see Rashi. Chamisha nami shnayim nesuim shtei achoyis umeisu ashnayim v'nishoru ashloisha dume adev yabim chad maisi lutrei ubot lo mitzvahs yevomim lubibot lo mitzvahs yevomim. We don't have time to learn the second Tosfos here, just let us learn the third Tosfos. Lemisa de trei loy chayshinam. Teime. The bepeire kama de yume gabiho da omar av Yehude hafisha acheres maskinin loy. There's a machloik is the Tanakama Rabbi Yehude in the beginning of Maseches Yume. It's a shiva shemim koidim yom ha-kippurim. So we're mafrish the koyin godo. Maskinin koyin acher tachtov. Maybe the Kohen Gadol will become posel, so we have another Kohen that will be a Mamala Mokiv if he becomes posel Yom HaKippur. Rabbi Yehuda said, Af isha acheres maskinim loy. We also are making another Isha, that if his wife will die, and the wife is an essential chelik in the kapore that the Kohen Gadol makes, v'chipa badei bad beisei, beisei zu ishtoi, Safisha Ches Maskinu Loi, why? Shema Tomos Ishtar. Upochi La Rabbonon, if you'll be Chayish, that his wife might die, and Kain Ein L'Dovo Soif, so Mamele, so maybe this wife will also die, so you have to be making another wife, and that one will also die. So Taisus says, Umay Kushe, Harabonim chayshi ocha lemisa dachat fakert. We see the Rabbonim themselves, the misa dachat chayshin, and that's why it says, if there was arbo achim, then both make chalitza. But if it will be chamisha achim, then both can make kibum. Because you're not chayish by misa detrei, lemisa dachat veloy detrei. Boy, merida ochi porchilei, pshat in humans as follows. Given the chayshis lemisa des manmuit, over there, there's a big difference between our Gemara and the Gemara in Yuma. And the Gemara in Yuma, the Shaila is, we're afraid maybe, maybe in Yom Kippur, his wife might die. That means nothing, there was no reis at all with his wife, and plutzlung, bisman muad, we're afraid his wife might die. That's a milse de loy shriche. By us, we're afraid of something else. Adem yabm chad mayasidach means something else. That Levi will miyabm rochel, and Yehuda has plenty of time to be miyabm leye, and he'll have a cheshbon, he'll be miyabm leye 10 years later, and he'll die after 10 years. So that's a misal is man merube. A misal is man merube, chayshina le misa. But over there, the Gemara in Yume, we're speaking about a misal is man muet. So the Rish says as follows, tochi pochila, kiv in the chayshis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayish le misa des man muet, afal gab de loy shriche, that's loy shriche. So me meilis of Rabbi Yehuda, so ye chayish for things that are not shriche to occur. So the Gemara is tochi shnami le misa de trei of ye chayish, but maybe might occur. So maybe both of the women might die. Avagam v'leishiyah. V'inkein ein ledov v'soif. That's on the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. That means if your whole chshoshes are chshoshes which are not based on a moker to be chayish, so memele, so yestam as a chayish. But it could be. So be chayish and misa de trei also. V'mishani hosom the Rabbi Yehuda misa de chodesh chiche perish. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Misa Dechodesh Shchicha fill is man muet. Detrei loy shchicha, aber Misa Detrei is man muet, that is loy shchicha. V'od dekamo yosem rabbonim Misa loy shchicha, lav mishum shein ledov asoy. V'od dekamo ein ledov asoy, it's punkt vakel. That would say all ledov asoy, aine mishum de loy shchicha. Because they hold that Misa Dechad is also loy shchicha. K'defrishis, k'misa Dechad, the shriach, if misa dechad would be shriach, yeshul davasayim, the trevada loy shriach.